Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dentally Speaking. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Kvitko, and this is Dentally Speaking with the subtitle, Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, But We're Too Numb to Ask. Again, thank you for joining me. This is show number 390, and today we have a great show for you. It's part two of a show we did a few weeks ago, and it's entitled 20 Things You Can Do to Make Your Dental Visits More Comfortable. These are things that you can do to make your dental visits more comfortable. Okay, now, if you would like to watch the show, you can go to Ustream TV, scroll all the way down to the bottom, click on the word watch, type in Dentally Speaking, and there you go. What you have it will be there. Okay, so you can watch on your tablet or on your computer or on your smartphone or whatever, depending how smart your phone is, I guess. All right, so let's just get right to it because I think this is one of the things, this show could actually change your life. I mentioned that a few weeks ago. It really can because a lot of people don't go to the dentist because they're afraid. They've been hurt at some point along the way. Or they go, but they kind of go begrudgingly, you know, and they just feel like it's going to be sore. Or just everything about it just kind of makes their skin crawl, you know? I've heard that before. So this is going to give you some tools. 10 today. We did 10 the other day. And if there's time, I'll bring you up to speed on what the other 10 that we were talking about 3 weeks ago. But anyway, yeah, this could change your life because if we can make it more comfortable, you'll go. That means you'll have healthier teeth, healthier gums, healthier body, and everything will be great. All right, so the first one that we're going to cover today is don't talk a lot during your visit because when you talk, your teeth move. And it's harder for us as dentists to hit a moving target. This may sound obvious, but it's really not. You know, I get to be friends with a lot of my patients, and we like to talk. The problem is if I were doing a knee surgery, that'd be great. We could just talk about your kids and your grandkids and your vacation. But unfortunately, it's not knee surgery. It's working on your mouth, and it really is something that, you know, it's hard at times. I don't want to interrupt a person. I don't want them not to feel friendly or that they want to talk to me. But when the mouth is moving, it is a moving target and it is tricky. So that would be one. So if you could get everything you want to say out of the way at the beginning, or you could simply, you know, raise your hand, put your hand up a little bit so I know that you want me to stop, and then ask your question or tell me what you would like, that would work better. Okay. The next one, number two for today, is make sure you're rested. Before you come to the dentist, make sure you come to the dentist rested. I've had people tell me they were up all night because they were nervous about coming or they just stayed out late partying. And I can tell you, this is anecdotal, but I bet there are a lot of dentists that would agree with me. When somebody comes and they haven't had a lot of sleep, it seems like they feel it more. People just seem to feel it more. You've heard the phrase, you know, I'm down to my last nerve and you're stepping on it, or my nerves are frazzled, I'm frazzled, whatever. It feels like and looks like to me that people are more tender, harder to numb. They feel things easier if they haven't had a lot of sleep. Okay, again, anecdotal, not scientific. In fact, that's maybe a good topic for somebody to do a little bit of research on. Find out if that's really true. I don't know if Mythbusters could do that. It would have to be probably a researcher, but it's very common. I see that a lot. It really is. And in fact, it was just last week we had this little boy and he'd stayed up till, he was about six. He stayed up till 3 a.m. playing video games and he was so much out of sorts, out of sync, that his mom didn't even want us to do the fluoride treatment that day. She brought him back. And fluoride treatment, by the way, is just painting a gel on the teeth and letting it kind of sit there and dry. All right, so number one was, and these aren't in any specific order because what we're doing is the second 10 of 20, starting 3 weeks ago, we did the first 10. But anyway, the first one was, don't talk a lot during your visit, because when you talk, your teeth move, and it's harder for me to work on you. And the next one would be, come rested. Don't stay up late, because you will feel things more. The next one, number three for today, is write your questions down ahead of time and have them ready to go. So maybe while we're getting the bib on, maybe while we're just saying our hellos and we're not yet ready to roll, you know, if you had three or four questions and you jotted them down, we could talk about them before we're actually ready to begin. Because if we talk too long before your appointment starts, then we don't have the time that we need to do it the way we want to do it. And the way we want to do it is comfortably. You know, no stress, no pain, just let's make sure you're really numb. Let's take our time and numb you so you don't feel the numbing. Let's do all those things, the topical gel, you know, the smaller needles that we talked about on the first part of this episode, and everything goes smooth. But what happens is some people, they're nervous, and I get that. They come, and they want to talk to me for about 15 minutes before we start, and a lot of that is just nerves. And then it's only a 45-minute visit. So now we're up against the wall a little bit because we have 30 minutes to get 45 minutes worth of fillings in. And sometimes that doesn't go well. And of course, we try to avoid that. We try not to squeeze those things into 30 minutes, but then it makes us late. And then the next patient is upset and so on and so forth. Okay, so write your questions down before you come. Ask them at the very beginning while you're being seated, while the bib's being put on, you know, maybe while the topical gel is on, or maybe after the numbing, but while it hasn't taken effect yet, you know, you've been numbed, but you're not numb yet. And get that all out of the way so there are no interruptions during the actual visit. Okay? That'll go a long way. You'll see. Now, something I just mentioned, but didn't realize it was, hadn't mentioned it prior, is number four for today is ask your dentist to always use topical anesthetic before numbing you. Now, I always use topical, always have, always will. Topical anesthetic comes in a gel, and it comes in a spray. I like to use the spray because I feel like I can get it on the spot that I'm going to numb easier, and I can cover more area. Now, all of these they all start off with a pleasant taste, and everybody goes, oh, that's pretty good. But then there's this aftertaste where they don't really taste all that great, but we'll suction it out for you, and it's just one of those things, you know, if it didn't work, we wouldn't use it. Now, just to answer your question, though, because people always say, well, why don't you just use the topical then when I wouldn't need the needle? Well, the topical anesthetic only goes a certain number of cell layers deep, certain number of cells. You can't numb a tooth that way, but you can numb the gum so that you don't feel the needle as much, okay? So you may or may not know that that's available, and if your dentist isn't using it, you can certainly ask for it, okay? I keep saying okay. It's a little bit like people that say which I've tried not to do. So let's see. It looks like, we have time for another one. The next one would be, okay, this one's kind of an interesting one, is pay your bill and be informed of the limitations of your insurance company before you come. Now, why is that important, and why is it in this list? You know, it's really unfortunate, but in cases where a person, whether it be a plumber or an electrician, a contractor, in instances where they've been forced to give some kind of a deep discount, how about this? They've given you a price of $5,000 to build your deck. They ran into something extra, came to you and said, we need more money because of this. We found rotten wood, or we found this, or we found that. And you say, no, you gave me a price. I want you to just do it. And they begrudgingly do it. Don't you worry that they're maybe not going to do as good of a job, that they're going to maybe take a shortcut or something like that? You know, they shouldn't. The reality is they might. They might. They may not do it. Not everyone might do it, but they just might. So, you know, I'm one of those people, when I go to my doctor, I want to be his best patient. When I go to my accountant, I want to be the best client, the best patient they have, because I know that if I do everything according to the way they like it, meaning coming on time, you know, and if you want me to have a test, I have a test. I feel like they're going to do a better job. They're going to be a better physician if I'm a better patient. So if you're worried about the cost, you don't understand your insurance, or we're worried that you don't understand your insurance, or you're one of the patients that is perpetually behind on your bill, well, you don't know, but sometimes that can kind of creep into somebody's mindset. And I swear I don't do it at my office, but I would bet that it happens, okay? So just be the best possible dental patient you can be, and that means coming on time, you know? It means being one of those people that the doctor doesn't have to worry about being paid by, and that's number four for this morning of the things that you can do to make sure your dental visits are more comfortable. So a quick recap. Don't talk a lot during the visit, because when you talk, your mouth moves and we're hitting a moving target. Be rested. Write your questions down ahead of time and pay your bill and be informed about the limitations of your insurance company before you come. And by the way, the part about insurance means that if you don't understand it, now we're going to spend a bunch of time talking about it. And that's also going to come back to the part where I said you can't spend 15 minutes talking to us at the beginning of a 45-minute visit and expecting us to be done in 45 minutes, okay? All right, so now you may know that every week we do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day, and today we're going is no exception. And by the way, the person who calls in and wins gets free flowers from Vice Number Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, and we're going to do the question soon. So you might want to remember that, you know, we talked about how you shouldn't talk while we're trying to work on you, shouldn't stay up all night before your dental appointment, and you shouldn't spend the first 15 minutes of your filling appointment asking us questions, okay? Those will be important. So before we do the question, though, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
You make me smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. The rain is falling on my windowpane.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, for free flowers from Vice Number Florist. The question is, which of the following is a good way to make your dental appointments more comfortable? Is it A, you should talk as much as you can while your dentist is trying to work on you? B, you should stay up all night before your dental appointment? C, you should spend the first 15 minutes of your filling appointment asking your dentist questions? Or D, none of the above? All right, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Denver Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, a lot of people ask us if we're accepting new patients. They know we've been in business for 34 years and assume we're not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. We do accept new patients. After all, if we're doing our job correctly, we get our patients healthy, so all they need are routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. That leaves us free to take care of you. So yes, we do take new patients, and we would love to take care of you, your family, and your friends. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kvitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kvitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kvitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kvitko & Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita, Sandy 95.
You wanna know how to make me smile, take control.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavicko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line, Lisa, Tammy, John, and Mary. And let's see, you're going to flip a coin here. I'm sorry, not flip a coin, but my little dice here that I carry with me. And it looks like number one, that would be, I believe that's Tammy, isn't it? Okay. Hey, Tammy, do you have an answer to Dr. Kavicko's question of the day?
Yes, D, none of the above.
None of the above. Are you sure?
Yes.
Hey, what do you do for a living? I always ask.
I'm a nurse on my way home from work.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Well, thank you for listening, by the way, and thanks for all that you do.
Yeah, no problem.
Taking good care. So stay on the line because we want to make sure you get those flowers from Vice Denver Florist, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, and then Misha, call back next week. Mary and John, call back next week. All right, so let's get back to our 20 things you can do to make sure your dental appointments are more comfortable. Now, this one is pretty interesting. Make sure if your dentist is doing fillings on both sides of your mouth that he or she adjusts the bite on one side before going to the other. Okay, this won't necessarily make the actual visit more comfortable, but it'll make the after effects more comfortable. Okay, it's very difficult for us to get the bite adjusted in the first place, to get it exactly the way it was when you came in, partly because you're numb and you don't know if your bite is the same. We ask you and we have you tap into this paper and we do everything we can, but it appears that there are times when we just didn't get it. So the person has to come back. Now, how does the person know to come back? They come back because they have soreness or sensitivity to hot or cold in the area that we worked. And more often than not, that's caused by the bite. The tooth being a little too thick, you know, the filling was a little too thick, thicker than the tooth was before we filled it. And that trauma from biting down on something a little too hard will make the tooth sore. It'll make the tooth sensitive. So if you ask your dentist, and by the way, if a patient asks me to do this, it would not offend me. I do it anyway, but it wouldn't offend me because I look at it as it's their mouth, their appointment, they're the patient. They're driving the bus. As long as they're not asking me to do anything that I shouldn't do, I'm fine with it. Okay? So, if you're afraid to ask your dentist to adjust the bite on one side before going to the other, you could, just on your own without letting them know, say, well, let's just schedule appointments. Let me just do the right side today. We'll do the left side another. Make sure you schedule that way. Don't tell them that when you walk in the door. If you're planning both sides, don't change it on them. I don't like that either. But when you're scheduling, and say, you know what, how long would it be if I just did the fillings over here on my right, and then I'll split it and I'll come back for the left side. That's a way of getting around it. I promise you'll have a lot less post-op discomfort if you just make sure the bite is adjusted on one side before the other side is attempted. All right, here's another one. Make sure your dentist has alternate ways to numb you. I was surprised to find out that all dentists don't have this, apparently. What I mean by that is, every dentist has the needle. We all numb. Some use topical and some don't. I believe we all should, and we talked about that. And I believe we should use the smaller needle, which we talked about the last time. But then, what happens if you don't get numb? Because there are certain people where it's harder for them to get numb. And what we have as our next line of offense, if you will, not defense, offense, because we're trying to come at you with anesthetic, is a thing called a periodontal ligament device, LigamEject. What it does is, okay, so let's say we've tried the traditional route. You're numb, your lip is numb, your tongue is numb, but you still feel the tooth. Well, the next thing we do is we take a LigamEject. What it is, it's a tiny little needle, and it goes right between the tooth and gum, and you don't feel it because that area is numb. And it's got a 9-to-1 ratio, and under pressure, it forces the anesthetic down in, and it percolates down around those little gum fibers where the tooth and gum come together. And it gets the anesthetic down in there to where the nerve comes into the tooth. Okay, so that's more of a localized numbing. You wouldn't start with that because it can be unpleasant if the area is not already numb. And that works in probably 98% of the people that didn't get numb on the first time. However, some people still aren't numb. And there's another way of numbing people. It's called the Stabiden or intraosseous injection. It's a tiny, tiny little needle. With this little rotary thing, goes in the rotary handpiece that we use, and we make a tiny little hole right through the gum on the side of the tooth, and actually goes into the jawbone a little bit, and then we put the anesthetic needle in there, and when we inject it, it goes right into the bone, and that will get it. So that gets everybody, almost everybody else, we'll say 99.9% of those people. And then if that doesn't do it, what I do is I do IV sedation, because some people, the tooth is just so hot, they're still going to feel it even after everything. But if you're going to a dentist that doesn't have the LigaMeject or the Stabident, I don't know what would happen. I don't know if they just work on you and you still feel it or what. And maybe that's where some of those terrible stories that we keep hearing about come from. So you might, when you're picking a new dentist, you can ask in advance. And by the way, if they take offense to this, maybe you shouldn't be going there, because I think it's great when the consumers do research and figure out what's going to be best for them. And it's no different when you're a dentist. In fact, I encourage people to come in for just a get acquainted appointment. Just want to come and meet me, have a tour of the office, ask some questions. It's no charge, okay? Now, we're not doing x-rays that day. We're not doing anything else, but it is a chance to come and meet us. All right, the next one. If you're having a tooth extracted, there are three things to keep in mind. I guess that makes this 23 things that'll make your dental appointments more comfortable. But anyway, one is to make sure the dentist is certain that your socket has filled with blood before you bite on the gauze. Okay? If your dentist takes out the tooth and it's just, there's no blood in there, it's just an open hole, and you just bite on gauze, you will most likely get a dry socket. Two is, if the extraction is surgical in nature, ask to have, this is like real surgical, where bone had to be cut away a little bit, ask your dentist to inject a little bit, maybe about a half cc of what's called Celestone Soluspan in the tissue right next to the extraction site. That'll go a long way to preventing what would have been postoperative pain. Three, if you're a smoker, be sure to ask that your extraction site be stitched up tightly after it has filled with blood. And by the way, if you smoke, your blood supply is diminished in there. People that smoke, we take a tooth out and we look in there, it's like it's not bleeding. The hole is still there and you can see basically bare bone. And the only way sometimes to prevent a dry socket in a smoker, I do this every time I have a smoker, is we have to go in with an instrument and kind of scuff up the gum and literally make the gum, the inside collar there where the tooth used to be, kind of make it bleed. People don't feel it. Make it bleed so that blood goes down into the hole. And when it slowly fills it up, and not until it's full, do we stitch it up nice and tight, and that will prevent a dry socket in a smoker. So smokers, you definitely have a higher propensity to have dry sockets, and you need to remember that one. All right, now, it looks like it's time to go to a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and when we come back, we're going to cover the last three things that you can do to make your dental appointments more comfortable.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains. But with us, you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call us 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko & Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko & Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko & Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
My baby's got a smile on her face.
Okay, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is Dentally Speaking, and we are doing 20 things you can do to make your dental appointments more comfortable. We covered the first 10 a few weeks ago. So, by the way, if you want to hear the show again or hear that show, you go to dentallyspeaking.com and you'll be able to access the podcasts of those episodes. In fact, we have all of our episodes that we've ever done in the 7.5 years we've been doing this available there. Okay? Hey, don't forget also, you should go to my office Facebook page and like us. We would really, really appreciate that. And let's get to the last three, which is the last three of 20 things you can do to make your dental appointments more comfortable. Numbers, this would be, what, 18? Yeah, number 18. Use headphones to block out the dental sounds, all right? Most of us equate that high-speed drill, the suction, all of those sounds, you know, it just kind of makes people's skin crawl. And if you can block those out, you'll be a lot better off. A lot of people have those noise-canceling headphones, so some of my patients bring those. We have headphones in the office, and we'll allow you to use them to tune into either your favorite station, your radio station. You can bring a CD. You can bring your, you know, your Walkman, your iPod, or whatever. And the other thing is kind of a tie-in. So number 19 was be sure to be listening to your favorite music or watching your favorite TV show, because we also have televisions, two of them at each dental chair, one on the chair that you see while you're sitting upright and one up on the ceiling that when you're lying back, you can look up there and watch it. And so if you put the headphones on, blocks out some of those sounds and makes it much, much more pleasant, okay? Now, the last one, and again, we didn't do these in any specific order. They're all very important, and I'm telling you, if you do these things, it'll be life-changing, especially if you're one of those white-knuckle dental patients. Okay, and the last one is, if possible, try not to have work done on both sides of your lower arch. Now, we already talked about the problems with doing fillings on both sides at the same time being the bite, and that can be gotten around very simply by just making sure your dentist adjusts the bite on that side before ever touching the other side, and I do that on a routine basis. So if you're coming to me, you don't have to ask. I already do it. But if you numb both sides of the lower, it can be pretty uncomfortable because your entire tongue is numb, both sides of your lip. You can't drink, you can't talk because you talk like that, and you're drooling. I mean, even if you try to take a drink, it just dribbles down your chin and down your neck and into your blouse or your shirt. So we do it, but only with people that are, they're in a hurry. They don't really mind. We warn them. I mean, you can't even eat very well if you have been numbed on both sides of the lower. So we basically tell people that select or choose to have that done that way to just go ahead and not eat or drink anything for the 3 hours that it normally takes for that to wear off. Okay, so that's a big one. And if you didn't get to hear the show from 3 weeks ago, go to dentallyspeaking.com. Remember, this is episode 390. That would make that 387. So between episodes 387 and 390, you'll get all 20. And I think there were actually a few more that I threw in there accidentally, but that's okay. All right, so now it's time for the feature that I'm calling Why in the World. This week's topic, why in the world has the Ohio legislature not yet passed a bill banning dental insurance companies from dictating fees for services they don't even cover? All right? I mean, this one to me is kind of crazy because I, you know, the first state to ban it was in Rhode Island in 2007. There are now 35 states that have made this illegal, and yet Ohio hasn't. Now, there is some positive to be mentioned here, and that is the House, the Ohio House, just passed what's called House Bill 95, which would make it illegal. But I'm hearing that the Senate is not so much in favor, and if you're a senator, please listen, because this is something that really, really has to be done. And here's why. Insurance companies have an exemption, and have had an exemption since 1945 against antitrust violations, which means they can talk to each other about all kinds of things and share data, but dentists can't. So we're at not a level playing field, and we have they don't negotiate with us, so they just kind of did this, and it's not a level playing field. So we want you to pass what's going to be the Senate version of House Bill 95, please. Okay, it looks like I'm out of time. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kavitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.